you're always going to get higher returns on investing in your own education, your own skill set compared to any stock market.
Oh, yes. The stock market, zero control. With your education, you have complete control over your actions, motives, and where you want to go. So if you learn something, you can apply it. With the stock market, you're just throwing money into this thing, into this system that you have zero control over. Whoever gets elected president determines a spike or a dive, and you get screwed over on your money in that way. There will always be some sort of increase over time in the stock market. It's not a terrible place to put your money, but if you're talking about 500 bucks today versus 500 in your education, like Alex Ramos is about to talk about, invest in your education.
A buddy of mine has a daughter. She was working at a bowling alley, minimum wage job. He told her, he's like, you know, you can triple your income if you just get a certification to become a phlebotomist. It takes 2 days. It's 500 bucks. By taking $500, she could invest in the S&P 500, and at 18 years old, maybe there'd be a ton of compounding. But if she invests $500 in getting the certification, and then 2 days later, she triples her income.
Because you also got to realize too, when you put money into the stock market, you can't really touch it if you want it to compound over time. If you try to play the trading game, unless you're an ultra whiz genius or really, really lucky, you'll probably screw yourself over. So investing that 500 bucks into your education means that you can make a ton more money every single year. Let's say triple the income like he's talking about right here. And you can just invest a third into the stock market, which would have been the same as investing the 500 now. One last thing to add to the Alex Hormozy clip. I was recently listening to this guy, Vin. Let's put his name right here because I cannot say his name. He was talking about this thing called the knowledge tax, which is what I would call the knowledge gap. But I like the tax analogy because it's how you're losing money by having lack of knowledge. And so what Alex Hormozy is talking about literally in this video is the knowledge gap, hence the knowledge gap company. And it's the same exact concept that you are losing out on the money you could be earning by not having sufficient knowledge. And so the knowledge tax that Vin's talking about, this guy over here, Vin, who someone pronounced that last name for me with the G right there. Sorry, Vin. I feel like I should know how to do that, but I can't. So the knowledge tax that he talks about is this idea that when you have knowledge gaps and you do not fulfill them, you're making, let's say, 10 bucks an hour instead of 30. Well, if you make 10 bucks an hour and it takes you 3 years to learn what you could pay $3,000 for and learn in 6 months, you're actually losing money because the $10 an hour over 3 years is going to equate to 1 year, let's say, of the $3,000 upfront cost in order to learn the knowledge you need to make three times a year. So the knowledge tax, really important.
Rest is productive if it increases your work per unit of time over an extended horizon.
Okay, math problem, right? So rest, work per unit of time. Okay, work per unit of time just means, let's say you can accomplish 10 tasks an hour versus 5 if you're tired.
If I sleep 8 hours a day and I watch Netflix for 4 hours a day, but that allows me to work 12 hours a day straight.
I kind of struggle with the premise that watching 4 hours of Netflix a day is going to make you more productive based on what it does to your brain and how lazy you probably would feel afterward, but the idea of having 4 hours of recreational time, I would advocate much more for like probably what Alex actually does, which is like workout and physical fitness and eating right and spending time with cool people or something as being better. But let's keep going.
Then those 4 hours where I watch Netflix are productive in that the other 12 hours, my total increase in output goes up. If I worked those extra 4 hours, would I get more work done?
So what he's talking about right now is this thing called the law of diminishing returns. So if you've never heard of that before, and what happens is when you are fresh, you are more productive, let's say with studying or learning or insert XYZ activity. And over time, because of your fatigue, your productivity of what you can accomplish per hour, we'll say per unit of time, right? Per hour diminishes. And there's actually a point where it's better to rest. So if you spent the next 3 hours resting, your productivity would be so much higher that you can accomplish more by resting than if you were to push yourself harder and, for example, not sleep. Lots of college students really struggle with this, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with this too. They think if they just push really, really hard, work harder, study more, that they're gonna be more successful. But actually, your body needs to relax and recover. In fact, if you go to the gym 90 hours a week, you're gonna be way worse off in your life because your body needs to rest. Your muscles cannot keep up with the stress that you're putting on them, and you would actually deteriorate. So that's what he's talking about.
Giving 4 more hours. If my work output drops to such a low point, my answer would probably be no, because it would not only decrease during those 4 hours, but then the next day I would not have recovered. And then my starting point of output per unit of time would drop.
I think that's really important too. And you know what? The reason I think that we're bought in, or at least there's a group of people and a lot of people, and I've done this before too, where we think that we ought to just push as hard as we can instead of rest, is because of a scarcity mentality, a fear of not being successful, fear of not arriving where we want to arrive in the future. And we got to realize that any sort of success takes a long time to accomplish. If you go to my website, you can scroll down on joeaikens.com and you can see all of the thousands of hours that I put in with sales and recruiting and all of these different activities in order to become proficient at those things, in order to start coaching for those things. And it just, that took time. I couldn't force it all, cram it all into a week. And I think that school and college and a lot of the way that we run our lives with learning, we like to cram, and you can't cram to be successful.
You have a 3-year goal. Break the frame. How could you achieve that goal in 6 months? What would be something so big that the goal that was going to take you 3 to 6 years is now going to take you 6 months?
So what she's talking about right here may freak people out in a way that would cause them not to rest, which is funny from our previous video. But what she's talking about is shortening your time horizon of success so you will think about ways to achieve the same result in less time. So there's this concept called Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law basically states that a task will expand to the amount of time that's given. So for example, if you want to call 10 people and you give yourself 6 hours to call 10 people, you will likely put all 10 phone calls towards the end of those 6 hours, or do one every hour. But if you only had 2 hours to do the 10 people, or let's say 1 hour, then you would just get 10 people done in an hour and you can move on to the next thing. So we want to shorten our time horizon so that way we have to be more creative. I used to do this in recruiting all the time, or selling. A lot of people would go out and sell books door to door at 7:30, 8 o'clock. I wouldn't start till 8:30 or 9. So I would start a little bit later and I would stop a little bit earlier. There were people who stay out till 11 o'clock meeting with people who were just up late, these night owl families. And I would stop by 9:30, 10 o'clock at the latest, because I knew my rest would help me sell better. And I would sell more than like 99% of people because I rested and because I bought into Parkinson's Law. I just knew I had to figure out ways to be more efficient in the amount of time to get the result that I wanted.
I want you to spend some time on that. Spend a weekend deeply thinking about that idea, because what you're going to do is you're going to come up with ideas, the business risk that's super smart, but you haven't been wanting to take it. And I think most people, they wade in the shallows of life, and you cannot have massive change by going shallow. I think they know deep down inside, but they get scared just like I did. So they wait years to do the thing that they knew they should have done earlier. I think you've got to break your frame and say, I'm super capable.
I like this. I'm super capable. We got to bet on ourselves more and quit worrying about what happens to everybody else. Because whenever we compare ourselves to other people's success, maybe we see an industry where most people quit, or everyone did this in school. It's the most relatable thing. If there was a class that was hard and there's a big fail rate, we would obviously think that we might do the same too. But if I think if you truly believe in yourself and are confident in who you are and what you can accomplish, you need to be making bets on what you're actually capable of and going all in on that. That's the best investment of your time, is investing in what you truly want to accomplish in your life, so that way you can reach your true potential.
If I was going to do this crazy thing in 6 months, if anything was possible, if I really believed in myself, what could I do? Who could I go to that could make an unfair advantage for me?
I like that last one. What could I go to? Who could I go to? I think that question of who could you connect with is one that more people need to be focusing on. Sometimes you can meet a connector, someone who knows way more people than everybody else or has the right connections for where you want to go in life. And those connectors will help you talk to the person that you need to talk to. And just by talking to this person, they will alleviate you of a knowledge tax and help you overcome your knowledge gaps. And that way you can get to where you want to go way faster, just like Cody Sanchez is talking about here. So shorten your time horizon, figure out how to get there, network, be smarter, stop working harder, stop killing yourself. You should rest more. It's productive.